Hi there. The word for you today is believe God for your healing. In Exodus 15 verse 26, God said to his people, I am the Lord who heals you. In the Bible, one of the names God chooses to be called by is Jehovah Rapha, which means I am the Lord who heals. Now, if God calls himself the healer, then you have the right to believe what he says and expect that, given the opportunity, God will perform that role in your life competently. After all, his credibility depends on living up to his name. The psalmist writes, Psalm 138, verse 2, I'm reading from the New Living Bible here, your promises are backed by all the honor of your name. Has God changed? No. He says in Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord Almighty, and I never change. And Jesus, who was God in the flesh, says, and I'm quoting Hebrews 13 verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. What he was, he still is. What he did, he still does. So, when you or one of your loved ones is sick, do these two things. Okay, number one, pray in faith believing. You see, a quote, good faith deal requires that both parties trust each other's word. Their trust is a rational decision of their will, got nothing to do with their emotions. Faith is your will deciding that God will keep the promises he has made to you. It's refusing to be ambivalent and saying stuff like, if only I felt more positive. No business would survive such ambiguity. Jesus spelled it out clearly. Mark 11:24, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted to you. That's about as clear as it gets, isn't it? And number two, look for faith partners who will pray with you. James 5 and 16, pray for each other so that you may be healed. And the words of Jesus in Matthew 18:19, if two of you agree concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. So the word for you today is, believe God for your healing.